Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I need to use the restroom. I should have used the restroom. You ever heard anybody put an N sound, like a slight N sound? On the front of the word used.
I should have used
the restroom.
I've
heard a lot of people do that.
Okay.
News.
Interesting.
Used. Yeah. News. And then I had that cousin, my cousin Stevie, and instead of saying I hit it, like really southern country people, instead of saying him when they put it together with another word, sounds like they're saying eem, E-E-M.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit him. In his head, he thought people were saying ing, I-N-G. So he said, yeah. I mean, he was hitting in his head, and then he hitting in his arm. Mm-hmm. Heard that. But we're going to get into some behind-the-scenes information that only the extra funny people will get. Well, unless you start passing it around the internet and make it go viral, then everybody will know, and then we might get in trouble.
But hopefully you'll be cool.
Yeah, don't be a dipstick.
Right. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I'll tell you what, if your neighbors find out you're listening to Extra Funny, you better close your blinds and lock your doors, because they're going to want to be coming over and sitting on your couch and listening with you so they can laugh and have the best time they've had all day. Let's get started. here go a little secret just for Extra Funny listeners. If you ever hear us, if you live in Charlotte and you hear us on K104.7 at around 3 o'clock, and we're talking about working in the afternoon, and we got to, you know, like earlier for the afternoon show today, I was saying, I got to hurry up and get to the baseball stadium because we're doing something out there tonight and all that.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, we recorded that at 7.
Got him.
But, you know, sometimes we have to make it sound like it. And this is, here's some really behind-the-scenes stuff. So the what we call content in the business that gets played in the afternoon on some stations, we have to be careful when we're doing all of our stuff in the mornings so we don't refer to the morning. Like if Riggins says, here are the top trending topics for this morning, we have to stop, because if somebody hears that in the afternoon, they'll be like, he's an idiot. He's stupid. He thinks it's the morning. And then we have to redo it. So, but I am going this afternoon for something fun to set up a TJ and Jody's House podcast on location somewhere. But I'm tired, you know.
Are you?
I did sleep last night. Yeah. I slept about 5 hours last night. So
you're going to a ball game tonight.
Yeah.
Will you stay for the whole game?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
So you'll be home
late,
sometime between 10 and 11, probably. See,
the way my wife and my little friend Jenny look at my world, mm-hmm, is that Thursdays, I can stay up late because the next day is Friday, and I'll be able to get off work and go take a nap.
Okay.
Yeah. Not taking into consideration, okay, but I still have to be up at the same time and perform at a same level that is good.
Yeah, nothing changes the next morning.
Like I've said to them a million times, you can't just bank sleep. Like they'll say, well, you took a 2-hour nap yesterday. Okay. But it's 3 a.m. and we've been out since 9 a.m. this morning. So the nap that I had yesterday, even if you could bank it in a reserve tank, is empty.
You're good to go. You ever thought about Adderall?
Yeah. It's like rollover minutes.
I just want to add a pillow. That's what I want to add. I don't need to add a raw.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to be wanted.
Yes.
And my mama always used to say that when I'd complain about always having to be on the run, doing this and doing that and doing this. And she'd go, well, at least you're wanted. You could be just sitting here with me.
You realize quickly.
Meaning nobody. Right. Oh, and then sometimes if she was in a bad mood, she'd go, oh, that must be terrible for people to like you so much that they want to have you around all the time. I really feel your pain. Get out of here, dipshit. No. Can you imagine if my mom calling somebody a dipshit?
I can never picture your mom saying that, but it's funny to picture your mom saying that.
It's my new favorite insult word. That it's not new. It's been brought back.
But. I love that. Oh, feel bad for you, dipshit.
Yeah, I've been bringing that back into my own life ever since on the show Louder Milk, where he walked up to the guy who was blowing clouds out of his faith and told him he looked like the quitting time whistle at the dipshit factory. God, that is so funny. So, yeah. We used to, we had this consultant, a radio consultant, when we lived in Baton Rouge, and we were living through a career nightmare because of this radio consultant piece of shit. He was just mean, just like a
nasty vicious person.
And he didn't know a damn thing about what he was talking about. But he had, kind of finessed his way into this job to where he had the radio station was in such sad shape that they just turned it over to him and he was running it. And he used to tell us to do things like to try to sound edgy. You know what? He goes, you may not even remember this, Ace. You know what one of my favorite words is? Ditwad. I think you start calling people ditwads on the air. It's not a cuss word. It's not something you can't say on the air, but it sounds close to something that you can't say. But it's really got a bite to it, and it's funny. Call somebody a ditwad.
Mm. Okay.
And
oh man, we should have been doing ditwad today.
Right. I mean, Ace, nothing says we can't do it now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start it now. Do you have to just sort of like suppress any kind of reaction when somebody says that to you, or do you just go,
okay. All right.
We'll take that into consideration.
Isn't that the guy who didn't show back up because TJ threatened him?
No, TJ didn't threaten him, technically. He did tell the program director, good, because when he comes back up, I'm going to hit him in the face with a shovel.
That's, I was making sure it was
and
the same
guy. He decided not to show up after that.
And a shovel, as everyone knew at the time, was a euphemism for my dupe. they called me the old shovel head.
That guy. That's the guy, the same guy that about a year or two before, year and a half before, tried to hire us to come to Corpus Christi, Texas. And he was going to call us the Hole Brothers. No, Ace and Digger Hole.
Like Ace Hole and Digger Hole, the Hole Brothers.
Digger?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think that sounds good.
And his radio station was going to be in a mall, in a space that was occupied by a clothing store before. And he said, here's how we'll do it. We'll put y'all facing out. And when we build it, we'll build, TJ, you'll be on this side and Ace, you'll be on this side. I said, so we'll do an entire show every day, not being able to see each other at all. He was like, you'll work it out.
At first.
Yeah. At first.
Yeah. And I still look at that, Ace, probably as the not that whole thing not working out is probably my biggest disappointment of my career.
Which whole thing?
That whole Corpus Christi situation. That if that would have been a really good move for us and we would have done well there and all that, it would have been my dream. Because I would have ended up with a senorita.
Hey.
There you go.
Yes.
Missed opportunities.
See.
And I just, you know, ended up with a German and Prussian girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was 23.
Vita Zane.
Is that right? I was 23 or 24. Yeah. And we drove overnight to Corpus Christi, had a meeting, turned right around and drove back. It was like, what, 12 hours, nine hours, something like that, both ways.
That Sunbird was humming.
I was humming. Yeah, man.
Woo!
We had to go and not let anybody know we were there.
But we had the pleasure of working with that asshole later on in life. Yeah.
What's he doing now? Have you followed him?
Is he still in radio? He's probably still. I bet you he's doing podcasts.
Yeah, he was doing a podcast.
He was one of those that would admit or say that he realized that he didn't have the talent to make it on the air, and found out he could make way more money in sales and in the operations of the radio station. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are like that. Like, you know, I could be doing what you're doing, but I realized there was not as much money in it. Go, okay. Well, maybe not at the level you were at the time, but I mean, I don't see you really catching the woods on fire right here. that's a shame. But then there are other guys who were on the radio as talent in small markets that moved over into sales and programming stuff that actually liked it better. They could still do it. They were good at being on the air, but then they liked the other stuff better. Mm. But he was just a narcissist, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. He lives in Cocoa Beach, Florida now.
I was about to ask if he was still alive.
Ooh, yeah. It seems that way.
But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He was always jealous of the people who got to be on the radio. You could tell. Plus, he wasn't cool. He didn't look cool, but he tried to act like he was. Like the nerd that, you know, ends up getting some power in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And then wants to try to act like he's cool, just like the cool people that he's jealous of. Mm-hmm. Like that. I should have beat his ass.
Oh. You should have.
Well, you still got a chance. Sounds like he's still alive. You drive down there. Beat his ass. Beat his
ass. It's about time for me to beat your ass.
After
30 years,
I just showed up to whip your ass. Uh-huh. You're 93 years old.
I should have done this. I should have done this shit in 94.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.